Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Lily and I were having the best time ever at Lizzo. I think I was crying.
I literally, any of the songs come on, I'm literally going to cry right now. That Sunday was the best day of my life.
The best day of my life.
What's up, friends? Welcome back to another episode of Overshare, the podcast brought to you by, well, me. I'm Jocelyn.
I was going to say, oh, are we sponsored?
No, today? We're not. I just thought that it felt really formal to say, like, brought to you by the greatest voices on the internet, which is, like, also not true. That's reserved
also
for
ironic
other people.
Because I really, like, grew up hating my voice.
Yeah, isn't it weird how it's all come full circle? Also, I'm joined by the other greatest voice on the internet, Lily Marston. Hello, Lils. How's it going?
Hello.
Hello from the other side. This is now an ASMR experience.
The other side of... Actually, are you in Arizona?
I am in Arizona. If you are watching this as a video, that would explain the weird space that I'm in.
It's literally a white wall.
Yes. And I have on a white shirt. So it's all just very white surrounding me. And I have my laptop propped up on an old computer printer box. It's like very rigged up. If you're watching the video, I apologize.
I'm just in my lair.
And I would like to question you about this piece of art that's right behind you that we always get to see on this show. Yeah. Is that what you created with Mr. Kate and Joey?
That's one of the things we created. Oh.
Oh, Lily's being dragged away by her dog.
Oh, God. Oh, he's really strong. Oh, I caught one.
Well, I want to point out that
there's a lock on this chair.
that art reminds me that as of today, Mr. Kate and Joey have launched their furniture line literally everywhere, you guys. And if you're looking for beautiful, affordable furniture delivered straight to your door, look no further. Their stuff is actually really, they sent me the lookbook. It's beautiful.
Did you think it wouldn't be cute?
No, I knew it would be, but like they have even surpassed my wildest dreams. So shout out to them. And I feel like
I'm so proud of them.
They're going to sell like a gazillion dollars worth of this stuff, I hope.
I hope so too. I feel like why wouldn't they? Especially because if they use it while decorating some of the houses so people can get some inspo.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And if you guys are like, who are Mr. Kate and Joey? Go back and listen to the episode of this podcast that Mr. Kate came on because you'll learn a lot about her and her childhood. It's very interesting.
And then go binge all of their videos because they're so talented and amazing and great.
Yep. I am their president of their fan club. But let's jump into the show, Lil.
Yeah.
So, over it.
What she said.
Switching gears from things we love to things we hate. What are you over this week?
I am over my own inability to put caps on things.
Like what, for example?
Can you get like hypnotized to change something like that?
I'm sure you probably can. That's very wildly specific.
I feel like it applies to a lot, like everything from like beverages to specifically what's really been pissing me off because I've been taking a lot of notes for my Epstein stuff is I leave the caps off all my pens and you know, I love my Sharpie pens, but then they'll dry out and they're so expensive.
You are such a pen snob, though. I think that's part of the conversation.
But I let them all dry out, so I'm not even. I'm like, so.
You buy the most glorious, beautiful pens. I wish I never knew about them because now I feel like every pen I touch is just like peasantry compared to your pen collection.
I don't, like, if you want me to fill out a form, no. Like a ballpoint. Ew.
Lily's basically using the current day version of like a quill and ink. Like what she writes with, probably each pen costs like $5. So I understand why you would want to put the cap on.
But I don't, because I'm stupid, or like I'll drop it in the couch or something while I'm taking notes. And I just can't. It's very much a personal problem. But
if you are a hypnotist and you're listening to this, please just
let me know if that's possible
and let us know if that's.
I think I'm especially over it because I tried to buy more at Target last night. And they didn't have any.
Everything is sold out. That's where we're at right now.
The pen demand is high.
Oh, my gosh. Well, interestingly enough, what I'm over this week is kind of something that you alluded to peripherally before we started filming this podcast and recording. And that is this. I don't understand why in every bathroom, whether it's a hotel, a public place, a home, why are hand towels always white? They should not be white. They should always be, in my opinion, like black or a dark color.
Mine because
the moment that I touch any towel, especially at the home of someone that I don't really know well, it's ruined. My makeup's on it. My dirty hands are on it. My self-tanner is on it. And I'm like panicking immediately. Has no one else ever experienced this?
Well, do you, I feel like especially in hotels, sometimes they have little signs that it's like, don't wipe your makeup on the towel. And I'm like, then give me something to wipe it on.
Exactly. And I am a huge fan of a double cleanse. I'm always really actively washing my face with at least two different types of cleansers, but that doesn't mean it all gets off. And then well, I immediately ruin any towel.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
Even if you use makeup wipes, I feel like there's still like residual left over. And
but there is something.
I do panic.
There is something wildly satisfying about staying in a hotel and just feeling free to openly trash everything.
The towels, I don't even like the sheets, intentionally whatever. Do it. It just like
happens.
I end up leaving. I go to like leave the room and I'm like, oh God, what happened in here?
And I'm really good at trashing places. Probably within 20 to 30 minutes, I have trashed a hotel room.
Unrelated, but when I was watching the Elisa Lam documentary.
Which if you're curious about what the Elisa Lam documentary is, go and watch our episode about docuseries and reality shows, and then you'll be triggered for the rest of your life. Continue.
The manager of the hotel was like, oh, you'd be shocked to like find out some of the stuff we find in these hotels. They found a, she's like, someone left a snake one time.
Why would you bring a snake to a hotel?
I don't know, but I wouldn't work at a hotel.
No, I'm not okay
for
with
that reason, no.
At all. No. One more thing I want to point out that I'm over because it literally just happened right before we started filming this podcast. And that is, I don't know about you, Lil. We actually haven't talked about this. The amount of publicists that reach out to me asking me to book people for an interview, celebrities for an interview on Clever is never ending. I have not worked in my role there, like my bigger job, for probably like, what is it, a year and a half at least? Or is it 2 years? Is it two years?
Probably two
Almost
years.
Three
now.
Years. And I'm not kidding you. Weekly, daily, I receive emails that are like, hey, so-and-so has a movie coming out. Can we get them on Clever? And I was like, I honestly don't know. I really don't know.
I don't know. Do your job better and find the real contact.
Or people very frequently that reach out to me being like, I really miss you and Lily together. I'm like, bro, we have a YouTube channel and a podcast together. And I've realized why. Do you want to know why? Why people reach out? It is because, did you know that we are the stars of a show on Snapchat?
What?
Yeah, me and you are the stars of a show on Snapchat. Apparently, after Clever was purchased, the new company repurposed our show Beauty Trippin', and it's like one of the most popular shows on Snapchat. I recently found out that I have
I feel like you're exaggerating.
No, I have like 80,000 followers on Snapchat, and I was like, I don't know why. That's why.
No, that's just because we used to have... used to post on Snapchat.
No, I haven't posted on Snapchat in years. And I'm convinced that it's because we are secretly Snapchat famous and didn't even know. I actually had a girl from my high school reach out to me and say, congratulations on the new show on Snapchat. I'm really loving it. I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And I went down a wormhole. And if you're having a bad day, Lil, just know that you are famous and you don't even know it. There you go.
Thanks. Great. Glad we're getting all the residuals from that.
We've made exactly $0 from that. And that's, you know, that's the way things are panning out right now. But what do you say we hear from one of our callers?
Let's do it.
Hi, Jocelyn and Lily. My name is Mitchell, and I'm calling from the great state of Indiana. I am so over the stigma of men going to therapy and the whispers and rumors that go with it. I'm a 22-year-old college student, and I have been going to therapy on and off for about 2 years now. I'm actually starting again next week. But I am over the looks people give me when I say I'm going to therapy or I have a meeting with my therapist. I honestly don't even talk about it much with people because I know what they'll think, and it's actually ridiculous. As an openly gay male from a very small town, one of the best things I've ever done is decide to actually get help. I'm sure you can imagine what it's like being an openly gay male in a small country town. That's a whole nother, like, over it, like, segment. But I hate it, though, when men open up about being in therapy and people assume their sexual orientation or their opinion of the person changes. Like, can we start a movement about men seeking mental health treatment? Like, it shouldn't be unusual or looked down upon. Honestly, I think everyone should go to therapy at least once in their life, regardless of their gender. Also, can we make a societal rule not to ask someone why they're in therapy? Like, I don't want to explain it to this random girl in my project group when I need to leave to go to a meeting. So yeah, that's what I'm over lately. Love you guys on the podcast. You guys are honestly getting me through college right now. I can't thank you enough. But I love you guys. Thank you. Bye.
Mitchell. Oh my gosh. I love you so much.
I have so many thoughts. One, move to LA. No one will judge you here. I feel like everyone's in therapy here. Two, who asks why someone is in therapy? There's very rarely like one singular pinpointed reason. I think that's the whole reason.
Yeah. You know what's interesting? And this is kind of like an offshoot or a separate topic that I was talking to Chris, and you know, he has all brothers. There's six of them. Or five of them. Wait, am I getting that wrong? Anyways, we were talking about how in like advertisements for men, like in the male modeling world, there's not like body positivity. There's not like size inclusivity. You know how now finally, when it comes to a lot of advertisements that include women, we are seeing women of all shapes and sizes, of all different looks. It's not really like that in the men's world. And they were saying like, it's just not cool. Like a lot of like guys experience like issues related to their bodies, but it's not like okay or acceptable to talk about it in the way that like a lot of women are voicing things now more frequently. I mean, I still don't think where we need to be, but it's interesting. I've never thought about it from a man's perspective as far as therapy goes, or a gay man's perspective. I think he said a lot of like really interesting things.
Well, it kind of reminds me of Justin Baldoni and his book that he just came out, which I have not read, but I know the general premise. It's called Man Enough. And he like always is posting just about like all the gender constructs and societal expectations for gender. And I feel like he reposted or he like duetted a TikTok with Hank Green the other day, who was posting being like, yelling at guys for, I don't even remember. It was yelling at guys for Hank Green was pissed off at guys that yell at girls for watching like beauty tutorials and makeup videos and stuff. It's like, ew, why do you watch all that stuff? But like, meanwhile, men watch all of like productivity porn where it's like, how you wake up at 5 a.m. and be like Jeff Bezos. And it's like the same thing, but just like women were told that they had to be pretty and that is their value. And men were told that they have to be the breadwinner and that's their value. And if you aren't, then you're a failure.
Exactly. There's just too many like of these weird constructs and norms. And I just want to say to you, Mitchell, you're 22 and you've been in therapy for 2 years. So basically you're saving yourself a ton of time and money down the line, probably, because when everybody else realizes that they want to go to therapy to work through stuff, they could have been doing it like 5 years ago. So yeah, you're ahead of the game, dude.
You'll have to just like come to terms with the fact that you're going to be more emotionally adjusted and mature than everyone else.
The other thing I want to point out is that Mitchell mentioned that he's from Indiana, which I've been thinking a lot about Indiana today specifically.
Really?
Because I've never met in my life a person from Indiana that was not just absolutely lovely. I love the Midwest. I love people from Chicago, from Illinois, and from Indiana. And today, our guest is from Indiana. But before we get to that,
before, I was like, where are you going with this?
You know, I always almost have a purpose in the things I say. But before we get to that, you guys, we would love to have you call just like Mitchell. By the way, Mitchell, we love you. Our phone number is 562-661-8729. Give us a call, 3 minutes or less. Let us know what you're over. And I think Mitchell did what's good. I think he wrote this down and then read it aloud because it was very well spoken.
Concise.
And very, yes, very concise. Anyways, without further ado, we need to welcome onto this show the reigning queen of Indiana in the hearts of people all around the world. It's Taylor King. She's going to be our guest today. I'm very excited.
So weird.
Duh. Are you just figuring this out?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, you guys, joining us for the very first time on our YouTube channel, on our podcast, is someone that I was actually thinking about this. Like, even though I'm significantly older than you, I really look up to you because I think you are doing such incredible things behind the scenes, and now you're becoming a superstar. She is the host of TK's Juicy Pod, and she also has like her own collaboration now with Raw Rebellious. I don't know what that is, but we're going to find out. She is my favorite person from Indiana, which is a great state. We have a lot to jump into right now. Please welcome Taylor King.
TK. And I feel like that was such a cool intro.
Do you know what I was thinking? Is that so? I mean, TK sounds so cool. Like, I was like, should I go by like JD and like LK? Should we, or LM? LM? Should we like,
you know, I've always been really upset about that. I do not have initials that would ever like LM. No, that's never going to work. Like, it was after LC in Laguna Beach. I was always really jealous.
Yeah. She was iconic for sure. I definitely adopted the name TK when I was like doing sports growing up. I feel like all of my coaches, like, sometimes I feel like Taylor is like one of those names that became popular around the time I was born.
I was just going to say, were there five Taylors on every team?
Yeah. So like there would, you know, every once in a while be like another Taylor on my team. And so I think I just adopted TK through sports. Like my coaches would just be like, TK, instead of, or King, they'd yell my last name. So that's how I kind of adopted it. And you know, now it's like cool having the like weird name because like everyone's like, ooh, like your stage name. But like, I never thought of it like that.
Well, I love that you have a stage name. I also want to point out for people who are watching this on YouTube, the room that you are in, yes, looks wildly familiar because it's already been featured on this show. And also it's been featured all over the internet. So tell the people where exactly you are.
So I'm actually in the iconic Alicia Marie's bedroom. She's my boss. She pays me to say that. So no, I'm kidding. But she's honestly awesome. And I'm kind of like her producer, video editor, videographer, whatever, production
coordinator. Right-hand person.
I don't know. Yeah. I always tell people now I'm kind of like the Scottie Pippen to her Michael Jordan. Like I'm just her right hand man kind of. And this is like her iconic like vlogging spot. I'm at her like makeup vanity and I just actually finished work at 6. That's why I had like such limited times to like record this podcast because I get out of work at 6. And so I was like, oh, 6:30, I'll just run upstairs and record. And I know how to set up all the podcast equipment because I do it for her all the time. So it's kind of perfect.
Yeah. So it's not like having a job.
I feel like I've been very grateful this year because unlike most people, content creators, I feel like, I don't know about you guys, but on my end of things, like we've just been busy more than ever with like making videos, you know, working on collaborations, blah, 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 blah. So I've been actually really busy with work. And I'm very grateful to have the job that I do because I can still technically, since it's only a very few of us, I get to still come into work. I frequently am COVID tested and we can work from home. So that's been really fun for me, at least having a place to go and like a form of structure, because I know like most people, you know, you're just at home working and wondering how to get outside. So I personally am loving the loving the situation right now, but because it's not much different from what it was before, at least my work life. But I know for most people, it's not the same. So I'm feeling very grateful.
It's funny because I feel like mine isn't actually different. Like nothing has changed besides the fact that I can't see people, but like I don't really need people for my videos necessarily.
Yeah, but still.
But like, I'm just so unmotivated and just like using it as an excuse to just take a break.
Yeah, even like I remember going to events and like even seeing you guys, like it sparks some inspiration or even just like hypes you up or like, oh my gosh.
Like, you feel like I've been sitting in my apartment for a year. I have nothing to talk about.
Yes, exactly. It's hard to like come up with more ideas because they're so limited. Whereas like when you're a YouTuber, normally there's no limit. It's like, no, Alicia, we need to go to the Bahamas and have 18 pigs and like record a vlog. Like normally the sky's the limit for ideas. And now it's like so, you know, confined, but I can't complain.
But that is fun that you guys get to like hang out and you do have like a good pod of people. I feel like that's like Jocelyn ends up, she's with her family. And then I feel like there's not very many people that I can see that don't have then like a whole other group of people that it's risky. But I'm just like, okay, I'll be here with me and Lisa get food a lot.
I love that.
I feel like we have to like go back in time for a minute. Like, I don't know if it was like a year ago, 2 years ago. I think we met you on a trip in with Tarte, which if anyone follows Tarte, the makeup brand, like, you know that if you're an influencer, you are manifesting being invited on one of these trips. And you were on the trip.
We stand.
I think, were you with Alicia? Were you like her plus one on that trip?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So
I love being a plus one.
Me too. I've only done it once.
I Lily would rather be a plus one because then you don't have any responsibilities.
Yes. It's the best.
You can be like, oh, you want me to take your picture? Great. And then you can just like I'll go get drunk and eat all the food.
For anyone for the rest of my life.
So you were Alicia's plus one, and talk about the time to be a plus one. It's on one of those trips because they're on a whole other freaking level. But I remember meeting you and talking to you and being like, oh my gosh, like you are a unicorn. How can we like, how can you clone yourself? Because at that point you had your podcast, but you weren't really like actively uploading on your YouTube channel a lot. And I just remember being like, you are like the world's dream producer. I actually like reached out to you after and like you put me in contact with your dean at your school. So we could like try to hire. We could try to like get TK 3.0 or something. It didn't work out, unfortunately. But I think a lot of people are super curious. And I know you've talked about it, not on this show, but like, how does one even end up working for like the top YouTuber in the world? Like, how does that happen?
Yeah, because I also feel like that's the dream for YouTubers too, is to find someone that can
like you.
That will like live with them. And like, that literally is my dream, to have someone just here all the time. Yes.
It's crazy, you know. I feel like I'm in a really unique position because let me know if you guys have any ideas, because I always have all of these creators that I now know, like these people that dominate the internet that I'm so lucky to be in contact with. And then I have all of these like editor friends or like cinematographer friends or producer friends that I've like kind of, you know, grown up with learning the industry or like gone to school with or whatever the case is, who I'm constantly matchmaking. Like,
oh, I love
that. I feel
that.
Like I'm just a matchmaker. And so, I mean, I literally yesterday, Lauren DIY texted me. She's like, yo, TK, where can I get a TK? Like, that's, I always get that question.
Yes, it's
and so
true.
Alicia is always like, dude, you need to start a business, like a recruiting business or whatever. But like, to me, I'm just kind of like, I love connecting people and it's a fun thing. So I love being able to ask someone a favor one day, you know, and be like,
sure.
You remember when I match made you and so-and-so?
Yeah. But, no, I think that's like awesome. I know I personally don't get, like, it brings me so much joy to connect people, whether it's personal life or
same.
Work. But girl,
same.
When people that you're not necessarily super fond of start reaching out for a TK, that's when you start charging. Okay.
True.
I'm just throwing that out
true.
There.
That no, is but very that's, true. I think that is such a valuable thing in the YouTube space specifically, because it is so just word of mouth, because otherwise, like,
it is.
Because everyone has such different styles. So, like, one YouTuber could literally be making documentaries and one could be vlogging or doing, like, sit down yes. videos. So
I almost wish, like, I had a close friend segment on my Instagram for just, like, industry people mm-hmm. that I could be like, yo guys, I have this job, this YouTuber that needs blah 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 blah, like send in your resumes here. Like I wish I had like
that's, I feel
almost
like there's
a LinkedIn
like,
version
there's like
or
secret like Facebook groups and stuff, but I'm like, I don't go yeah. on Facebook. I don't,
exactly. I'm like like we're YouTubers, we don't use Facebook, like what?
We should start one.
I know.
Oh, actually, I feel like Jocelyn and I are like the same ways, because we were working with so many people like behind the scenes when we were at Clever that we have definitely a like a lot of different relationships than the average YouTuber.
Yes, totally. Totally. Maybe we should start one.
Oh my gosh, mm-hmm. let's start a Clubhouse. Isn't that what people are doing? They're like having like
I haven't
weird
even okay. I haven't even got on it. I signed up
I
for
love
it.
Clubhouse.
My manager is like, you need to get on here now. Here's your thing. I'm like, okay, fine. So
wait,
I think
I followed you, Lily.
Well, so I signed up, but I've never actually gone on it. And I just get notifications every day of people
guys.
In rooms. And I get them all the time that you're in them.
How guys, I have to tell you. I have to tell you about it. Okay. So it's like my new favorite app. Basically, it's like kind of a mix of like Raya and like LinkedIn made a baby kind
Ooh,
of thing.
Okay.
So
but
like,
isn't it everyone talking?
So yeah. So imagine like, you know how at VidCon like, they have like panels? Uh-huh. So it's essentially that, but like virtual in podcast form, but it's live. So it's like, you and I could start a room and it could be called like how to grow your YouTube channel. And let's say I have both of you guys and I have
like
Alicia
Marie. I could
be wrong,
but is it kind of like Discord? Almost like can't Discord.
So.
You can like turn on your mic and it's like a chat room, but
I
it's
think
just
so,
talking.
But I'm not familiar with Discord
not
as
really
much, but I've heard, that, comparison.
Okay.
But
sorry,
basically
continue.
It's like, no, it's basically like, you know, if I started a room and it was like how to grow your YouTube channel and it was like me and you guys and Alicia and Lauren DIY, let's say that's the room, and
sounds
all
so
these
fun.
Other. Yeah. And I let's say I was moderating it and I was like, OK, Lily, you know, what do you think your biggest tip is? And then Lauren would jump in and turn her mic on. She'd be like, actually, I kind of disagree. Like this worked for me better, blah, 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 blah. It's basically like us talking.
So
like,
I guess my only question then, it sounds cool, but how do you know who's talking? Do you just have to know everyone's voice?
You just like, you're on stage essentially and you like turn your mic on and off, kind of like a Zoom.
Okay.
So you can
so
like kind of see when someone's,
who's...
yeah, you can see when someone, and it's funny, like learning the lingo. Like I just learned recently that when you turn your mic on and off, that means you're like applauding the person talking.
Oh my gosh.
So when you see
so
mics
funny.
Flashing, that means someone's clapping.
Oh my God. Are there any more things
so
we need
funny.
To know?
I was like having the best time the other day because I just was talking about this on my podcast, but there was this huge creator group and like Alicia was in it and Lauren and Kyle Hanagami and whoever.
Oh yeah. I
and
saw I Lauren posting about this.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I actually, you can raise your hand as like a nobody to ask questions, which is really cool and smart. I think if you're wanting to get into this space, like to get recognized, like have a bomb profile picture and like raise your hand and ask a good question. I feel like that's a good way to, you know, get your name
is
out there.
Is it hard to get an account?
Yeah, it's
you have to be invited.
Yeah, you have to be invited.
But
right
but
now.
Everyone that gets it, don't I have like five invites
yes.
or something?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And I think the more you like use the app, yeah, the more you use the app, the more invites you get.
Oh.
So it's, yeah, I don't know. I definitely want to start because like my long-term goal is to be like a host. So I definitely want to start like moderating and hosting more on there because I love like talking business with creators and stuff like that. And I think it'd be really fun. But I think you guys would thrive because like there's some, I learned so much.
Well, I love that. And I think it's cool too, that it's still like kind of like not everyone has access. So it makes you feel like you're like in on something special.
Totally.
It's like how we're like going to the club these days. Not that I have been to a
yes.
club in many years, like let's be real. But okay, you're already a host because you had a podcast before anyone else had a podcast. Like, is that, that's true, right? Like you've been podcasting since like way before us and like, way before everyone else, right?
Yes. You're like the perfect example of like just the generation that is just like, you just know how to do everything. Like I say that lightly as if you didn't like learn and like work really hard to get where you are. But seriously, I feel like you're just like, yeah, I have a podcast. It's just like second nature for you.
you know, the thing is I've like always wanted to be like a creator, like in this space, right? But I never really knew like what was my thing, like what am I good at, how can I hone in? And it like was always so difficult for me uploading on YouTube because I would like, I'm a 3 on the Enneagram. Do you guys
know? No, but I
want to
take
Enneagram
that. I'm going to take it and then we must discuss because I
have so many
friends who are obsessed with Enneagram.
I feel like you're a 7, Jocelyn.
Am I? Okay. Oh my gosh. I'm excited.
I know this is like so LA. I hate it.
we did some other kind of personality test, but I haven't done that one.
Okay. You need to do it. But a 3 is basically like the achiever, like the overachiever, like wants to be the best at everything, right?
Hello.
So I would like film a YouTube video. Yeah, most YouTubers are 3s because they're like so self-absorbed and like you have to be self-absorbed to be a YouTuber, right? So I would like film these videos and I would like edit it and I would be like, this isn't good enough, or like I don't look good enough, or whatever the case was. And podcasting to me was so easy because like I didn't have to get ready and like I didn't have to worry about editing the video.
Literally, I'm about to start doing a series where I just voice over so I cannot get ready, because that's why I won't film half the time.
Literally, like people don't understand like that the getting ready process, like the fact that I have to get ready and then I have to look at myself editing for hours is miserable. Mm-hmm. Like mm-hmm. I don't want to be looking at myself, even though I'm pretty self-absorbed. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So it's like, YouTubing is such a weird job. So that being said, I really fell in love with podcasting because one,
you didn't have to put your face in.
Yes, I didn't have to put my face in. Two, I could really like use that as an excuse to meet cool people and like have them as a guest in my podcast. It was like the best way to like make connections.
Because it is like podcast is just like, hello, I'm forcing you to have a conversation with me about.
Yes. And I can ask you whatever I want and it's not weird.
Yep.
Well, so, here's the thing, Taylor.
Yeah.
Okay. So also you have PK, who's your brother. You have all the Indiana
things going on. PK?
He goes like mostly by, all of my friends call him PK, but I think his friends just call him Phil.
Okay.
Oh, Phil's my dad's name,
so
by
different.
The way. My dad is also Phil. I love a good Phil moment. But here's the thing. Okay. You already have like a niche that no one is tapping into because, and I heard you reference this on your show, Barstool needs to hire you because like you know about sports.
Oh, that would be perfect.
And also, I'm just throwing it out there. I know people over there. I'm going to connect you after this because
I do.
Her friend is married to one.
Because here's the thing, like I don't know any other YouTube, like female YouTubers that like we know who even would know really what Barstool is besides like Call Her Daddy podcast, which like everybody knows about. So like, I feel like we need to manifest that. Just throwing that out there.
Well, here's the thing with Barstool is every time I talk about it, I have like this weird infatuation with Barstool just because I think they're like really smart.
Yeah.
But like people are like, they're so misogynistic, blah, 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 like bro frat life. And like, I kind of grew up in like a bro frat life, like world.
Yes.
So I'm used to that, but like they need some females over there. They need some boss ass bitches.
Yep.
They need some female energy like that is going to fire back at these frat boys. And like, I'm here to do that.
Cause you were even referencing this podcast, which like, if you guys do anything after this, go listen to this BFF podcast, which is the founder of Barstool Sports, this man named Dave Portnoy. And when I say man, I mean man, because he's like in his 40s.
Yes.
He's co-hosting a podcast called BFF with a guy he met like 2 days earlier, who is like one of the biggest TikTokers. And
he's
like,
one of the sway boys.
Yes. Yeah, I was going to say he's one of the ones that they all kind of look the same.
they all just like work out and
they
look
just
like
dance
kind of cute,
like
not
shirts
really.
Off and they're like
just like yeah
yes so I
they're
feel
glowing in their sleep.
I feel like when I heard you reference that, I was like, oh my gosh, like they need TK on BS Barstool, like TK's BS. Oh my gosh. That's the name of your show.
So many consonants.
I would love to do something with them. And you know, what's really cool about the company is actually, I'm pretty sure the CEO is a female.
Yes,
no one knows
true.
That.
No, it's true. It is true. Yeah, you need to get in touch with her.
So,
yep.
Mm-hmm. I know. So I don't know. I just feel like they need more females there to like, you know, you definitely have to be
voice.
Like a, yeah, to be, you have to be a tough female, I think, to be in that environment because I watch all their stuff and like, they seem a little bit like they're frat boys. Like, what can I say? But like, I grew up around my brother and all of his friends, and he's in a frat, so I'm kind of used to it. And I think it'd be fun to like fire back at them every once in a while.
I would love to see you do that. I would love that. But I'm curious, and I don't actually know. And like I said, I feel like you've probably talked about this, but like, how did you and Alicia find each other? Was it like a Craigslist ad or like what?
We actually met through one of my friends. She's actually a little bit smaller of a YouTuber. Her name's Kenzie Elizabeth. Do you guys know her? She's a podcast.
I feel like
too.
That sounds familiar, actually.
She's awesome. She's how I met so many YouTube people, but I kind of met her through my church. And then I met Alicia because we started doing these little like get togethers that were like me, Kenzie, and Alicia, and we would kind of like journal and just like girl power stuff.
Oh, I love that.
And we would like meet at a coffee shop and whatever. And I met with Alicia like three times. And then after that, I somehow ended up going and staying at her house at Coachella. So that's where I like really kind of met her. And actually the following year is where I met Lily.
I was just going to say, I don't remember really talking to you at the brand at the Tarte thing.
Neither do I.
I remember
Coachella.
You being there, but Coachella, I absolutely remember because we were fucking there. We'll get into that in a minute.
Lily and I were having the best time ever at Lizzo. I think I was crying.
I literally, any of the songs come on, I'm literally gonna cry right now. That Sunday was the best day of my life.
The best day of my life, literally. Yeah. Anyway. The year before that Coachella is when I kind of like stayed with Alicia, and you know, we always just kind of kept in touch, like, and we would bond over like business stuff. Like at the time I was working on sets with like CBS and Amazon, and I was like a studio girl. So I literally thought I was going to be like a producer at like Warner Brothers or something like that. And,
now doesn't that sound kind of horrible?
Now that sounds miserable. Yeah, I'm
like
not
going
lie.
Into an office and doing things on huge budgets that I have to get approved and like, no. Too
yes.
Much.
And like being yelled at by old white men.
No. It's not fun.
No, thank you. Yeah, exactly.
We've already done it. It's like, not good. Just so you know. Yeah. We've been there, done that. It's not great.
Same. And so Alicia, I feel like she's really smart. She's a lot smarter than people make her out to be. I mean, she is strategic, honey. She, I feel like, always low-key. I don't know if she'll ever admit it, but I think she always had me like in the back of her head, like, noted. Like anytime I would tell her anything that maybe she liked or, you know, was noteworthy, she was like noted. Like I just know her now. So I'm like kind of picturing how she would be back then. But from Coachella until about like September, October-ish, we had just kept in touch. She had gone on a break. I had texted her, hey, great video coming back, or like loved this B-roll. Like I would just always talk like lingo.
Like loved the editing.
Yeah. I would be like, wow, love this or whatever. And so I texted her, throughout those next couple of months. And then she randomly texted me in October and was like, hey girl, like want to get coffee soon? And I'm like thinking we're going to talk about boys or like, you know, just like girl, classic LA girl stuff. Like what, you know, our signs, like what kind of oat milk, whatever the fork LA girls talk about, right? And she, you know, kind of slipped in there. She's like, yeah, I'm like really stressed. I'm asking her about work. She's like, yeah, I'm really stressed out like with work. And I'm like, oh, like, do you need me to help you with filming? Like I help all my YouTube friends, right? Like for free, right? And she's like, oh, like, really? Like you would want to help me? And I'm like, yeah, like of course, right? And I'd like never been to her house or anything. So like the next week I like went in and I had helped her with her and her sister with this video of it was like sister goes and buys me Gucci or spends whatever she wants at Gucci for me. And I'm like, this is heaven. Like I get to film like going to spend an unlimited amount at Gucci. Like what? Like that's way better than like going getting people's coffee or like doing stuff for like a studio. Like I was like literally in heaven. I was like, this is the coolest job ever, right? So we're like, we go to Rodeo. I film the whole thing. I like sneak a camera into Gucci. Like we do the whole thing, right? And then we get home and she's like, okay, like, when are you available? Like the next, when are you free next? And I'm like, oh, like this is when I was working at CBS. And she's like, when are you free next? And I was like, oh, I think like Thursday and the next Monday. She's like, okay, can you come in those days? So I was like, what? Like, okay, I guess. And then when I came in next, she had paid me like double than what I was getting paid at anywhere else. Cause I had like worked on so many different sets and like produced and PA'd and like did the whole shebang. And I was like, whoa. I was like, YouTubers are rich. Right. I was like, holy cow. Like, I didn't realize YouTubers are like rich. You know what I mean? Because all of my YouTube friends were smaller and they just never paid me, and I never would expect them to. And so that's kind of how it started. And I'm not even kidding you. Like, about 3 weeks later of that, like, when are you free? Come in type of thing. She called me randomly and was like, or she texted me. She's like, hey, can you call me? And I'm like, oh God, like,
did I reveal an editing?
Yeah. I was like, did I reveal an editing secret to someone? Or like, what did I do? Right. And she was like, hey, I know this is super random, but like, I wanted to offer you a full-time position, like on salary and like, blah, blah, blah. Like, the contract's in your email. Like, just let me know. And I was like, what the heck? So I had to like explain to my parents, like what a YouTuber was. And like, this is my first job out of college. Like, I
this
just graduated.
This is Alicia Marie. He's in like the locker videos.
Literally. I had to graduate like 5 seconds ago. Or I graduated like 5 seconds ago. I'm like, yeah, 25-year-olds like paying me salary. This is how it's going to go, kind of thing. And that's like my story of how I got my job. And now it's been honestly such a blast and the best learning experience ever since. Like, anyone that wants to be a YouTuber or wants to get in the industry, like, work for a YouTuber. You learn so much. And that's just kind of how it happened.
That's amazing. And like, I think just so much respect to you for like doing the hard work, because I think so frequently, like, I've had so many people in my past, like, who are like, I want to intern, I want to do X, Y, and Z. But like, a lot of people are not willing to actually A, learn anything, or B, do the work. And I think your evidence of all of that, like, really working out because you put in the work. So then it's like, cut to, I feel like pretty recently you started really upping your YouTube game. And since then, it's just been like straight for the stars. Was that like kind of accidental or intentional, or was there like a game plan?
I think I just really, there were like two main things. One is quarantine happened. So I was like, if it's not happening now, it's never fucking happening. So like, get your shit together, Taylor. Like, do this. If you want to do this, like, full send, try it. You know what I mean? And so that was one thing. I just needed to give it my all, because I never actually did. Like, I never gave it my all. And two, it was just, I know this is so cheesy and I literally hate that I'm saying this, but like, it was me loving myself. Like, I struggled so much and I was so insecure about editing myself. Like, it was so hard for me to look at myself on camera and be and not pick myself apart. I don't know if that was just a me thing or this is just a YouTuber thing that you have to just like eventually get over. Cause now I'm fine. I'm like, you know, I always have acne. Like, I just get over it. But like, for that was a huge hurdle for me, was getting over the fact that like, this is what I look like. Like, love yourself. You know what I mean? And like, own that. And so once I started doing that and stopped picking myself apart and like realizing it's never gonna be a perfect, like, one of the best quotes I actually learned from the Skinny Confidential podcast was, launch now and adjust later. Like,
yes,
you're not, no one cares about your banner or your profile picture or your whole brand. Just launch now and adjust all those little things later. And so that's something I really tried to do. And obviously, like, I was mentored and like taken under the wing of a goat. Like, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm learning from the best, right? Like, people would die to be in my position. Like, why am I not taking advantage of this? So that's what I kind of did. I like lived in the presence of a goat. So I was like right next door. I was always asking her questions and she was so willing to help me and willing to teach me all of her tips and tricks and things, which like, I am so honored. Because I mean, so many people are weird about like sharing the wealth and like letting people grow with you, but Alicia is just like so cool about that stuff. Like, she's, I never get a competitive vibe or like a weird, like, I never get a weird vibe if she's like, oh, you have your vlog camera. Like, she literally tells me to like, she's like, Taylor, why don't you have your vlog camera? Like, TK, why don't you bring this? Like, duh, like, you should be vlogging this. Or like, she gets mad at me.
That's how I feel like that's how Jocelyn was with me and how Megan was too. That I would be on
really?
Her show. She'd be like, why have you posted that? Why? And both of them would
literally
be like, you're so stupid. You need to like post this more. And I'm like, okay.
Can I just say, your editing on Megan's hacking situation
Thank you.
Literally got this whole house through quarantine. We were like, Lily's editing.
I almost forget that it happened. It was like, that was such like a, when was that?
During quarantine. It was like, really? At the beginning. Yeah, the beginning.
I remember we would like all sit down and we were like so excited to watch every time like a new episode would come out because we were like, Lily.
See, but that shows that you know like how hard it is to produce content because a lot of people don't get that. All of you
afterwards, I think, messaged me and were like, this was amazing. You're so great. And I'm like, thank you so much. Like anyone that compliments the editing, I don't care. They could say it looked like shit in the video, but if they're like, you look horrible, but the video looks great, I'd be like, okay, yes. Cool.
Me too. And you know what? I think that was really cool. I don't know Megan at all, but I thought it was so cool how she shouted you out on every video. Like, guys, Lily edited this or whatever. I don't know what her spiel was, but I was like, that is so dope because that video would not have been what it was without your editing. So I think it was awesome.
We've always been a bit of a dream team, we say. But that's my like launching into YouTube was like, yeah, I was working at Clever and I would like occasionally make appearances and stuff. But it was really that I edited all of Megan's Vlogmases the year that she got her nose done. And then I was in a bunch of them because I would like go pick up the footage. And ironically, that was the channel that then got deleted in the hacking.
Oh my gosh. See, I didn't even know all this. That's crazy.
But so it's like all of the descriptions for like every single Vlogmas. It's like, here's your friendly neighborhood Lily just reporting for upload duty because Megan would be like passed out on painkillers at like 5.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
But so it's a very similar to like, I'm sure Alicia's fans are like, oh my God, Taylor, make more stuff. Why are you like, or they get really excited when you're in stuff. And that would happen to me. And then it kind of just evolved from there.
Exactly.
But I'll say I give you credit for not like learning to not pick yourself apart and stuff. I think I kind of didn't have that because the videos where I was like actually front and center on camera were for Clever. And it felt like there was like a disconnect that since it wasn't my channel, I'm like, well, whatever. Like,
got it.
I felt like I always am more concerned with like people I actually know seeing it. So it's like, yeah, well, same. No one's going to watch it. Like no one's going to see it. But if it was on my channel, I feel like people would be like, oh, well, what's Lily doing? And then I'd
totally
be like,
Yeah. I always say like on my vlog channel, I'm always like, yeah, I don't really look good right now, but like if you're watching this, like you definitely have a crush on me. Like if you're a boy and you're watching this, like my demo's female. Like, come on, you have a crush on me.
Do people go like, oh, do you ever go on dating apps and like find someone that knows who you are? And I'm like, no, because I don't have 30-year-old men watching my channel, I hope. Usually.
Exactly.
I'm like,
exactly. And if they are watching, they have a crush on you.
Very true. I love that you say that because that does make a lot of sense. But you know what's funny is like, when I think of like TK in my brain, I always think of you. Well, first off, you have like the best energy, the best positive vibe. You're not doing this just for the gram or just for the cam. Like you're always like this, like in public or like when I see you out.
I say the same? You guys are two of the nicest like creators I've ever met. Truly.
Well, thank you. Right back at you. But I also think of you looking so glamorous with that red lip. Okay. And now your new flowing blonde hair. It's so beautiful. And I want to know what color is that red lipstick? The world needs to know, is this a secret or do you share it?
I actually like change it up all the time. I love Buxom. That has been one of my favorite glosses lately. Actually, Alicia has a bunch right here.
You're at the makeup table. Yeah.
And I'm at the makeup table. The first one that I use.
I love it. If I could like spend all my money on like one red lipstick, it would probably be like a Chanel red because they're just iconic. But I went through a phase where I really liked the Jeffree Star red because it like really stayed on well.
I think that's what I would be nervous about wearing red lips for, is that it would be gone or everywhere.
So yeah, exactly. But I don't know, for some reason I just like don't even care about that. I'm like, fork, I have to wear red lips because like that's how people like know me. But it's like I grew up like being a cheerleader and like I always loved we had to wear red lips, so I'm just so used to it. But right now I'm loving Buxom. And what was the other one that I... Oh, Hourglass. They have some really good glosses.
Good to know. I'll be taking notes when I listen to this after it's all finished. And of course, like also, you just made a massive announcement today.
I know.
So I'm sure as people are listening to this, they'll already be aware. But you have a new collaboration with... Is it Raw Rebellious or Raw and it's, Rebellious?
Yeah. Yeah, it's Raw and Rebellious.
Okay, and so it's actually one of my favorites.
It actually is a collab with Raw and Rebellious. It's one of my favorite small businesses, and the owner is actually one of my friends.
Oh.
But they're normally like known for their jewelry and like really cool, like kind of just like cool sick girl jewelry, not like the like it's very bra girl
vibes. What was the first one?
Sit girl? I was like, I don't know what that is.
Like sick, like okay. cool, okay. like, you know what I mean?
We're old.
Just more bra girl versus okay. like the this emoji.
Got
you know
it.
The one yes. that's like, yeah, yeah. So
I watch enough TikTok for that.
Yes, thank God, thank God. So yes, she's known for like really cool jewelry, but she also recently, well, I would say she's had it for a while. This print actually that's behind me. The palm trees on Alicia's wall is Raw and Rebellious. So she has prints. And so I'm coming out with like a print line, like collab with her where people can like hang prints. There's like two of my lips. There's some like cowboy or cowgirl ones. There's like disco balls and like, it's just very me.
Oh my gosh. That's so cool.
I'm so excited. I'm so nervous. I've never like come out with anything or sold anything.
That's such a cool thing though. I feel like that's not something you see very often. And I feel like who doesn't always need good wall art, but you're like yeah. and you don't know where to even start looking.
Yeah, I'm just hoping that like it can spice up someone's like dorm room or whoever, you know, wants to buy it. Like a lot of my friends are just recently graduated college or they're in college or whatever, so it's just like cute little prints that can spice up anyone. They're a little bit cheeky, a little fun, and I'm really, really, really excited for people to have them and like post them because like that's so crazy to me.
Well, I actually feel like this is a perfect collab for you because you're a creator behind the scenes too. So I feel like you're probably taking a lot of rad photos, but also your apartment aesthetic, like the decor and design of it all is like, I feel Thank as though you. Every time you post a photo of your apartment, it's like, you're in clouds, like floating in heaven.
I'm not going to lie, though. I get a little annoyed because you make me want to. You're downtown, aren't you? And I'm like,
yes.
And Taylor, I don't want to move downtown. But like, you make me want to. I'm like, at least Wait, I would
you
have
guys
one friend.
Need to come over.
Okay.
Your place, you guys need your to place come. Is amazing.
I'm like, I'll be there in 15.
Literally. When the panty's over, you can come over. I'll make us some cocktails.
Someone
or whatever
called it
you want.
A panini on Twitter earlier and I laughed.
Someone called it the Pandemi Lovato. And I was like, there it is. Pandemi Lovato. That's all I needed.
That's what I'm going to start calling it exclusively. But honestly, if my house starts looking like your apartment from your artwork, let's start putting it everywhere. Let's literally, I have a white wall right here.
It produces window, full length window I know. Views, but like, you know.
I just like take you photos of my like house and sell the photos. Your-
That's not a bad idea. Honestly, do that for your next collab and see what's good.
I know, right? Well, what's so funny is like my roommate and I didn't know each other before we moved in. And when we were deciding on a sofa, I'm sure you guys have seen a photo on my Instagram of my sofa with the curves. It's like
is it
really
as comfy
weird.
As it looks?
Yeah, it is very comfy. It is very comfy. But, you know, I was like, no, I want to like Restoration Hardware cloud dupe. Like I want the dupe, you know, of the because I can't afford the freaking cloud.
Yeah, right.
Like,
yeah,
couches are expensive. Right?
It's insane. It's the only thing like big YouTubers can afford.
Yes.
So I'm like, no, like I want, and she was like, no, like she's like very like blogger and aesthetic. Like she's like cool girl. Like I'm just like post whatever I can on Instagram. Like she like is aesthetic as fork. So she's like posting or she's like, no, like I think we can like, you know, do something with this couch or this deal, like a deal with this couch or whatever. And I'm like, fine, whatever. I'm like showing my friends. They're like, oh, like that's kind of ugly. Like TK, whatever. Lo and behold, this sofa has gone viral. It's literally gone viral. And I'm like, thank God I got that couch because now everyone and their mother recognizes my apartment. It's the craziest thing.
That's so funny.
And it's funny too that you mentioned your roommate, because I listened to her on your show and I was like, I have to look this woman up. I've seen her on your Instagram, I think, already. But when you say aesthetic, I feel like you know your aesthetic when you can just like post a bottle of something, or like literally you're like, here's my perfume, and it looks cooler than a photo I posted of my own face. I'm like,
I could spend an hour staging food, and if I posted that on my feed, people would be like, what the fuck is this?
Literally, she'll literally post like a thing of like ice and like her like soda pouring in the ice, and it like literally I'm like, why am I turned on by this video right now? Like, it's soda over ice, like relax. And she's just so good at making everything look like it's like a movie or like the best thing ever, and that's why she's an Instagrammer. Literally.
See, that's so hard for me, because it's like I know how to do it, but the patience and effort to put into it, I don't have that. That's lacking.
I know. She's always giving me like Instagram tips, and I'm always giving her YouTube tips, so it's like an awesome like roommate relationship.
Oh, I love that for you. Well, Taylor, we could literally talk to you all day, but I know you said you want to be a host, and I'm manifesting potentially like a Barstool relationship for you if that's what you want.
Same.
But what, like, what's coming up for you besides this collab, or like, what's your next big thing you want to do when the pandemic Lovato's over?
I mean, I would love to do like even more hosting stuff. I think it would be so fun to do like red carpets and, you know, kind of like build a relationship with creators, or even like, I know recently I've been seeing David Dobrik just did like, he relaunched his podcast Views. Mm-hmm. Did you guys see his house tour? I'm sure you did.
I haven't seen it yet. I haven't seen it.
You have to watch it. It's like crazy. But
this makes you feel very poor.
I know, right? He just redid his studio for his podcast, and they're going to start like recording and posting it on YouTube.
It feels like very talk showy.
Yes. And I was like, that is something I would love to do, because I'm so curious. Like, I love talking to people, especially like, it's so fun talking about to like high profile people, like people that have built this, you know, huge brand and huge empire. Like, it's so fun.
Well, and you're someone that it feels like you can do it without being like, you can be a fangirl, but not be a fangirl. Like, you can straddle the line.
It's so funny. There's
a
line. There's definitely a
line.
Because,
like, you need to be like excitable, but you can't be like, okay.
Like too much.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, okay. Like, are you going to find my house? Like, it's a little weird.
No,
yeah,
it's like, exactly. You kind of want to be friends.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. So I think it'd be so fun to like really do something. I've added my brother to my podcast as kind of like a sidekick. And so it'd be really fun to, you know, take him under my wing and like really dominate the podcast space and add more really, like, my dream would be for like a guest to be excited to come on my podcast. Like, oh my God, I get to go on like on her show. Kind of like how people are excited to go on Joe Rogan. Like, that would be my dream. So,
I have more
that
hope
is
for
super
you than
fun.
Joe Rogan.
Thank you. But it would be super fun to really like take that seriously and have my own like team for the podcast and the show. And I think Phil and I want to relaunch the podcast and like do a whole new cover art, a new name and everything. But, you know, we're taking it slow. We're getting used to it. So that would be super fun. I think it'd also be super fun to like write a show one day with Alicia and like sell it. Or I don't know what, the sky's the limit with her. I mean, she's just like such a beast at what she does. But I don't see myself leaving her anytime soon. I still have so much to learn. So it's really fun being able to like pick her brain 24/7. I mean, every day I'm always like learning something new from her. And as she takes on bigger projects, I get to like just be there along and learning more from her. So that's really fun. I mean, like, even with my own collab that's coming out, it was so cool already having like the process of PR with Alicia's merch kind of like under my belt, because I was like, okay, I kind of know how this works. Like, we only want to send it to people that'll probably post, because that's the whole point of this. And it's really expensive and blah, 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 blah. And like, we want it to look nice and aesthetic and cool when you open it. And like, this is all stuff I've learned from Shop Alicia Marie that now I can implement into my own like little collab. So I think the main thing I'm going to focus on is like hosting and just like being more of myself on YouTube and being as consistent as possible, because it's hard for me to have the full-time job and upload. But it's something that I've definitely navigated and found a rhythm with quarantine.
Amazing. Well, honestly, coming soon, you're going to have to find your own TK. That's when you know you made it.
I know. I already kind of have a mini one. Her name's Julia and she's like my editor and I like am obsessed with her. So I hope that she enjoys it.
Does she have any friends?
I know. Everyone's asking me right now for someone. So I'm going to send more people to your way.
Like, that's amazing.
They can live in my office.
Literally. Taylor, are you down to stick around for the final segment of this podcast?
Yes.
Great.
So long, farewell. I hate us so much more now.
So this final segment is called Farewell. It's like we share something and say farewell. You get it. But it's something that brought us joy this week. It could literally be that water bottle or world peace, whatever you want it to be. But I feel like Lily has something. And so you need to go first.
Go, Lily.
She's cackling.
If you guys, well, first of all, two things. One, with the Pandemi Lovato thing, I keep thinking of a meme that I saw when I was an intern at Clever, and it became an inside joke with all of us because I had to take it down. I was an intern still, I think, and I posted a meme that said Demi Lovato's.
it was like her face and toast, right?
And I thought it was so funny. I was probably high and I just thought it was hilarious. And I posted it, but then I didn't think about because this wasn't relevant. It's a name pun. That was it. Then people were like, she has an eating disorder. Like, people just got very defensive. And I was still an intern, so I was like, oh my God, oh no. And I like frantically deleted it. I think like two people saw it. But that popped in my head earlier. But no, the thing that brought me joy this week, I don't know if you guys saw my Instagram story yesterday.
I did.
You saw that Northwest is the next Bob Ross, apparently.
But then everyone got
very upset because she's like taking this picture holding this painting and everyone's like, she didn't do that. That's way too good. You guys, when I'm like watching, I think I was watching like a T channel or something. So it was weird that they were even talking about North, but it pops up on the screen and I look up and I was like, I painted that before. Like, not even like that was kind of familiar. I'm like, no, I literally have painted that exact
Shut
painting.
Up.
And then I'm like, oh yeah, they live in Calabasas. So I grew up in Thousand Oaks. So I'm like, oh my God, did she go to the same place in Agora? Because that's even closer to Calabasas. That makes sense. And I'm like trying to rack my brain, like which of my friends did it with me? Because I did this oil painting class for a few years and it was always an inside joke with all of us because they didn't do it for you. But especially with this first one, that's the first one everyone does. Or I think the first one you do is a bouquet of flowers. Then this is the second one. But it's like, if you break down the steps of how to paint it, it's not complicated. It's like,
yeah,
they're using like a, I don't even know what the tools are called. They would use like a, it's from my ice cream earlier. It'd be like a bar to like do like lines on a tree or something. It wasn't like, she's not like, I'm going to make this up from scratch. It was like a very step-by-step process. So
yes,
like everyone's ends up looking pretty much the same. And they teach you how to mix the colors. I think I probably did it when I was 7 or 8. She's 7. So everyone's like, she didn't do this, blah, blah. Then I guess the daughter of the teacher went on TikTok to like defend it. And that all happened. And then I just saw it after the fact. I was like, oh my God. So I texted my friend.
Lily.
And my friend's mom still had them and sent a picture back. And they're
shocked.
The same.
That's like hilarious. So basically,
Lily, you need to do a TikTok duetting.
I know. I have so many like TikToks I could do. I just never do them. Like,
no, do it.
The amount of like quick story times I could do, so easy.
Be like, Kim, I'm here to defend North and like put your painting. Do you know what I mean? And maybe she'll post on her story.
Ooh, that's true.
That's so funny. So basically,
yeah,
like, they need to reinvent their painting options. You were like, this is like 20 years
That's
ago that you
I
were.
Was thinking. I was like, that was a long time ago. Shit, they really, and they're still open. Because I even then saw a picture of North sitting at the like little easel. And I'm like, that's the same place. Like, it looks the same.
That's crazy.
It's off Reyes Adobe Road.
Great. Okay, amazing. Do they let like old people go there? I should go see if I can do better than North. I'm on my way. Fantastic.
End of that story, though. My mom like had me stop doing it after a while because like, first of all, She was like, I have enough canvases of horses in our garage now. Please stop. And I'm like, what about a puppy this time? She threw all of them away. My mom threw all of my paintings away when I was like 10. I'm like,
freaking Linda.
Cool, Linda. Oh, Linda. You just don't care.
Oh, my gosh.
That brought me joy. Thank you for sharing that. That was amazing.
That is iconic.
That was like the most small world weird coincidence as, it's not as small world, I guess, as the, what's her name? Laura fucking, the Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine confidant.
Oh, that one. That's a whole other story. Yes, yeah. That's a crazy one. Okay, TK, what brought you joy?
Okay, I know we've like talked about it a million times this podcast, but like, genuinely, this collab that's coming out is like, it's stressing me out because I'm so nervous, but like, I can't even believe that it's happening. So it's just like so exciting that I've never thought like my two little letters would be next to like a company's, you know, like in a collab. Like I just never thought that that would happen. So that's just like and this is my favorite part of coming out or releasing with something, especially with like Shop Alicia Marie and any projects we've ever worked on, is like the whole like teasing it and kind of like,
yes,
you know, putting like dropping little hints and like Taylor Swifting people. That's what I call it. And so that has been so fun. And today, actually, when I posted my like little tease of like the blurred out images and I was wearing this Juicy Couture tracksuit, Juicy commented on my photo was like,
wow.
I forget what they said, but it involved like the heart eye emojis and I about passed out.
Okay, wow. I feel like a Juicy Couture collab could be in your future as well. I'm throwing that out there.
That would be my dream.
I'm a big believer in throwing it into the universe. Just crazy things. You never know.
That would be amazing.
You just never
know.
Jocelyn likes to ask people also on the podcast as if they're listening.
Like, oh, yes.
Oh, well, CEO of Juicy. Hello.
Yes. Honestly, you just never know. We've actually experienced it at least once before. Where,
no way.
Yes. Remember when that guy, Chris, saw the video that we made about him and he called us and then he gave us a free drink machine. Anyways, that was really amazing. It was much smaller potatoes than Juicy Couture, but nonetheless.
Jocelyn likes to call customer service lines a lot.
And leave them compliments because customer service always gets complaints. I like to call and tell them they're doing a good job. You know, I think they need that in their lives.
You are a literal saint. No one does that.
It's so fun. It's so fun. You guys should do it when you're having a bad day. Get all the girls together over there at the house and just call like Juicy Couture. Call like, I don't know, Sweet Green. Call whoever you want and be like, you guys are killing it. You guys, I want to talk to the manager because you're doing good.
I will tell you that rarely are they like, oh my God, thanks. They're usually like
confused. Very confused.
Really? Bye.
Because they're used to complaints.
Can I help you with anything else?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, wow. Well, you shared something that's actually legitimate, something real to be excited about. I actually took notes before this episode, and I feel like I'm telling you that because I want you to know this was something premeditated. What brought me joy is something I purchased and had delivered and used for the first time last week. I ordered new fake teeth that have braces on them. They're molded to be the shape of my own mouth. And I look so terrifying when I'm wearing them. I posted in IG Reels and a TikTok wearing them. And
I think I saw it.
It's actually terrifying, but hilarious to me. And it was a $12 purchase that I don't regret. And I would like to give you guys the breaking news that I bought a pair for my husband and we'll be wearing them together. Nothing hotter than that, friends.
I don't know if I'm ready for Chris in those.
I'm ready.
It might be too much for me.
Thank you.
I'm ready.
I'm going to be producing some premium content with my new family.
That's hilarious.
Oh my gosh. Actually, most of my like, you know how you have, and I know you have this too from like going to college and like having your friends from like that world. Like I have all of my friends from like just my world from school or like other jobs. You know, it's like a dark day when all of them are commenting on your photo and sending you texts being like, what the F is this?
Because normally, the response I got when we dressed up as Madeline.
Yeah. Because normally people are just like, yeah, whatever, you're posting your stuff. But when I do something really weird, That's when I know.
You're like, I'm running low on ideas. Leave me alone.
It's funny. Like when you kind of forget that people see them, and then when they do respond, you're like, oh, fuck, they've seen everything. They just responded to this. I'm like, oh, shit.
I always forget that, like, the number is, like, that amount of people that, like, viewed it or watched. I'm like, that's insane.
I'll have moments where I kind of take a step back, and I'm like, hundreds of thousands of when I see what clever videos, I'll be like, 10 million people watch that.
That's crazy.
I'm like, that makes me uncomfortable. That's like that TikTok of like when everyone does the
they go that.
Exactly. TK, Taylor King, podcast host, collaborator, YouTuber, future host, of all the things. Thank you for coming on our show. We're so excited about everything that's happening with you. And it's just the beginning. It's just the beginning. So
no, thank you guys so much. I cannot stress enough. Like, I was just talking to Alicia before this and I was like, they are seriously the nicest people. Like, you had no idea who I was. And literally, I was a nobody, and I still am. But like, seriously, like when I really was a nobody, you were so kind and nice, and like you guys did not care at all about who I was. But you just like gave me the time of day, and I'll never forget it.
Oh my gosh! Because
you were fun and great. We wanted to be friends.
Stop.
Okay. Well, before we go, let the people know who are living under a rock where they can find you, your podcast, your YouTube channel, all the things.
Okay, so you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at TK's Juicy Polls. My podcast is on Spotify and Apple and wherever you can listen to your podcast. It's just TK's Juicy Pod. And my YouTube channel, you can just type in Taylor King or TK. Anything juicy will pop up. And you can subscribe.
Oh my gosh. Well, congratulations again. Keep thriving. We love seeing it. And for all of you guys who are listening, if you are here for the first time, please subscribe. Please rate us 5 stars if you feel like that's what your heart's leading you to. And write us a review because that's how people find podcasts. And because we would love to find more friends for this show.
Gas them up in the reviews.
Oh, thank you. Yes, gas us. Do the gassing.
Gas them up.
Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.